1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Monday, guys. Hopefully you are off to a wonderful start for your work week. This was one of the busiest weekends I've ever had in my life. I'm not even kidding you. I think Friday was an 18-hour day. Of course, I was able to come out over here and hang out with you guys while I was in the studio. And then after that, went to a couple of different places. Went to the NSRA. We'll get to that in a second. Went to the big meat truck sale as well. And then after that, I did color commentary for the Harper Creek football team. That was interesting. They absolutely crushed Penfield. That was a really fun experience, actually. But it was a good time. It was such a long day. And then, of course, Saturday went to the airfare at the Kalamazoo Battle Creek International Airport. That was really cool. Just a really good event. Very busy weekend. But I tell you, like yesterday, I was just absolutely whooped. It was like completely out of me. So it was a good weekend. I do have to give a shout out to my buddy Tom, who came up to me at the NSRA and just handed me some caramel corn and a water out of nowhere. He's like, hey, you gotta have something to snack on. I was like, oh my gosh, because it was hot. I was very surprised how hot Friday was, but it was pretty freaking steamy. And this dude came in clutch. So shout out to him, all his coworkers hanging out, listening to the Rocker Morning Show every morning. I appreciate you. And thanks for the popcorn and water that came in clutch. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. This is going to be a massive week for live music in Southwest Michigan because we have Sounds of the Zoo officially begins today. And this is going to be a massive festival that's going to be taking place. The fourth annual Sounds of the Zoo. I don't know if it's ever been bigger than this before, but we've got our friend Jennifer who has put this on and is really made this her passion and full-time job. She is really spearheading this whole thing, and there is so much live music. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can check out the Sounds of the Zoo and everything that we're expecting from this show, because again, this is live music every single day this week, and it's being held in different venues. There's venues like Old Dog is going to be hosting it, Bell's Back Room as well. So there's a lot of different venues that are going to have live music every single day from all over the place, local, even throughout the state, national, and even international music. So there's something for everybody here, and you can get we have the link up here on the 1077 RKR app. You can see the full list, full rundown of all the music that's going to be played during this week-long festival here in downtown Kalamazoo. Sounds of the Zoo, check it out. And top of that, it's free. So free music, just support that local music scene, man. It's absolutely crucial out here. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1969 is the self-titled second album from the band, also known as the Brown Album. They wanted more of a basement tapes feel to the recording, so they actually rented a house that was owned at the time by Sammy Davis Jr. and previously owned by Judy Garland and Wally Cox. It's a classic album that really is kind of a concept album about Americana life, and it features Up on Cripple Creek, which is a classic. If you don't own the album, pick it up. Give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR.
Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I spring a leak. She moves me, I don't have to speak. She defends me, a drunkard's dream if I ever did see
one. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I normally don't get into too much controversy on the Rocker Morning Show because I think there's plenty of that in general in the world today. But there is an interesting conversation we were having the other day in the hallway here, because we were talking about if senior citizens should have to retake their driver's test in Michigan, because right now there's no law in Michigan that says that they have to. But we were talking about an experience that I had, like with my grandparents, my dad's dad. He got into a serious accident towards the end of his life. I think it was about maybe 2 or 3 years before they ended up passing away, but they got into a really bad accident, and there was just no reason he should have been driving. He did not have the cognizance to be operating a motor vehicle. And that was very clear when they got into this accident, because it was a serious lack of judgment, and it could have led to you know, a lot worse than what had actually happened. But I'm curious from you guys what you think. 978-1077. Let me know if you feel like senior citizens should have to retake their driver's test. Because, again, not all senior citizens are just, like, you know, old and they're not able to drive. A lot, I mean, shoot, my Aunt Helen is 97 and is sharp as a tack. So, I don't know. Some people, they're just... they just age better, I guess. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. And I am joined in the studio with my good buddy, John Kurnt. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, brother.
Hello.
John, tell us a little bit about why you're here getting ready for the Kalamazoo Tools and Trades Expo.
Yeah, so this is an event that is hosted by the Southwest Michigan Building and Construction Trades to promote construction industry in Kalamazoo and try to build community within our industry and let people know what's going on in the construction industry.
This event's coming up on Wednesday, and where's this event being held at?
The Kalamazoo County Expo Center, also known as the Kalamazoo County Fairgrounds.
Yep.
Right there on Lake Street.
What time is the event starting up?
We're going to be opening our doors at 9 a.m. and going all the way until 8 p.m.
Tell us a little bit about this event, because I know there's a lot of need for the trades out there. There's a lot of important trades that need replenishing. These jobs need replenishing.
Yeah, absolutely. And our effort here is to bring in students and people with an interest in the construction trades. We also want to get tradesmen out there. We want people talking to vendors and suppliers and anyone who has to do with the construction industry to come out, have some community. We're going to have food vouchers for anyone who's a tradesperson or a student. We're going to have free ice cream. We're going to have Papa Sausage and BC Pizza out there. We're going to be out there to discuss opportunities in the construction trades, discuss the industry and the market.
Something that you mentioned was talking about students. This is crucial because trades, especially for kids of a younger age, this is, I feel like, the most important time for kids to learn about these trades, because they could build an amazing life for themselves getting into these jobs and these trades that are in high demand right now.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Whether you're looking to go into, pipe fitting and welding, or be a carpenter or an electrician, or the opportunity right now is, I want to say, boundless, but sometimes it feels that way when we're looking at the industry right now. There are just projects spending billions and billions of dollars. There's huge demand for energy, infrastructure, and huge demand for the trades in general. And if you want a career that will provide you with long-term benefits, mm-hmm. retirement, healthcare for your family, this event is going to be one that you want to attend.
Well, that and job security, I would say, too, because there's always going to be a need for these trades.
Absolutely. And, you know, in the construction trades, you always say that your skill is your security, right? The construction industry has always been kind of temperamental. Mm-hmm. We're experiencing less of that these days. It seems like the construction just goes year over year. And we see a lot fewer layoffs in this season because the industry is just growing by bounds. There's a lot of things that need to be built in terms of infrastructure, and just a lot of demand for construction workers right now.
Where can people go to get more info about the Tools and Trades Expo?
KZooTradesExpo.com, and see our event page there. We also have a Facebook page, Kalamazoo Tools and Trades Expo. So if you visit there, you can see our event on Facebook. You can see it on our website.
And again, they're going to have interactive demos there. You're going to be able to check out the latest tools and everything. This is absolutely crucial. The best in the industry are going to be at the Kalamazoo Tools and Trades Expo, going down this Wednesday, the Kalamazoo County Expo Center. Looking forward to this event. And John, thanks so much for coming in and tell us about this.
Yeah, thank you so much for having
me. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. Health officials are giving us a heads up about an invasive species of mosquitoes that has been found in Michigan. It's actually been in Michigan since 2017, at least by 2017. It was first discovered then in Livonia, and it was actually tires. That was how this species got over here, but it's an Asian tiger mosquito, and these things are said to be more dangerous during the day. This is why you want to get this heads up on the 107.7 RKR app. Kind of give you the info about this mosquito, particularly this species. They did find it in one county already in Michigan this year. The most important thing is because it's more active during the day, you want to watch out for it, because it's carrying, it is possible that it's carrying a whole bunch of different viruses. Again, you want to, like Zika, and there's a bunch of other crap that they're worried about this mosquito kind of putting into humans. But if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, we give you an idea of what they look like. Just, you can be, just be on the lookout for them, because if you do spot them, They want you to get a hold of, obviously, the environmental health, your local environmental health service, and any hotspots as well where you may, you know, catch mosquitoes, and some other tips to try to keep them away from your house, because they're just, I will not be sad the day that these things go extinct. It just needs to happen. I mean, can we get somebody? Can somebody do anything? Can we ask bats to step up their game a little bit, please?